Langley Township Council approved a review to animal control services within the municipality, including Langley Animal Protection Society, LAPS, being exclusive to Township of Langley residents. Council voted 6-3 in favor to direct staff to consult with LAPS on changes of its services to the township, improved service levels for residents with deceased, lost, or stray pets, animal control enforcement to an expansion of its spay, neuter program the society foresees in the next 10 to 15 years at the Monday meeting, September 23. The motion, from Mayor Eric Woodward, calls for a report on possible increases in service levels given the township's predicted population growth within the next decade. Immediately the motion drew criticism from Kim Richer, who expressed concern with the wording, exclusive to the Township of Langley, and that it could cut LAPS services from Langley City. At minimum, I think this motion should be deferred for discussion with LAPS out of respect for the work they have done over the years in his community. I'm tired of this council hitting over municipalities, Richer said. Animals don't know boundaries. Mayor Gray Kunst echoed Richer's comments, adding that the motion is not in the best interest of the residents of either municipality. The report will not include the city of Langley. Let's be clear, this is not really about LAPS. This is about another way of isolating the city of Langley. Include the city of Langley. Woodward disagreed that the motion isolates the city or other municipalities from LAPS services, and reiterated the motion only requests a report from staff on LAPS' future needs. This is looking at potentially supporting LAPS in a different way or evolving services in a different way to serve residents better, he said. He added that township taxpayers want the city to pay its fair share of the service. Barb Martins also did not support the motion, calling it a staff report with prescribed outcomes. I don't understand why we're getting into what municipality and what we're willing to do, and for that reason I really don't appreciate the spirit of this motion at all. I would have been open to it if it had been open-ended, to explore and have conversations, respecting who the experts are in this community. Richer wanted to defer the motion to a later meeting until LAPS could be consulted with about Woodward's motion, but it failed to pass. Tim Bailey said it was important to find out if LAPS is over-serviced, and that he also wants to ensure residents of the Township of Langley get what they pay their taxes for. Steve Ferguson voted in favor of the motion as well, adding that he believes LAPS does need to expand. For now, Michael Pratt agreed with the motion to support reports by staff and have further consultation with LAPS, but suggested he may not support the motion at a future stage. The report will be presented to council at a future meeting. In response to the council's vote, LAPS released an open letter sharing its comments on each point discussed at the council meeting. LAPS would continue to provide sheltering services specifically for Township of Langley residents and taxpayers. Our facility, the Paddy Dale Animal Shelter, would serve only township animals, reads the letter. Animals that we have supported from other areas, including the city of Langley, would require that a separate location be sourced and funding would have to be secured. The letter also addresses the points of township bylaw officers handling animal control enforcement, funding for its spay-neuter program, upgrades to the Paddy Dale shelter, and improved services for deceased or lost pets. We do believe that LAPS can provide the solutions and continue to grow with the needs of the community as we have done for the last 21 years, the letter concludes. Our vision, thriving animals, caring people, extends to all animals, regardless of boundaries. In 2009, LAPS formed a contract with both the city and township to provide animal control services and operate the animal control shelter. LAPS is a registered nonprofit charitable organization located on 56th Avenue just south of Highway 1 in the Langley Township. Read more. Langley shelter full to the brim with 106 animals in care. Related. First of its kind cat shelter opens in Langley Aldergrove.